Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with West Hancock head girls basketball coach Paul Sonius. And, Coach, here we go again, another basketball season for you. I know you've been through quite a few of them. Let's talk about getting ready for this one. I know you lose some players out of your starting lineup from last year's team. You return a couple. What was the process like this summer getting ready for the season?
Oh, it's a little bit different, I think. Well, every year is different, but this year has been a little bit different because really haven't had a whole lot of girls that came back that really have the varsity experience. And as you said, we had a couple girls. We had, Mallory, my All-Stater, and then Mira, who as a freshman got a lot of time last year. And you could say Whitney Johnson and Peyton Whipple probably got some time, but not as much since they were behind the six seniors that we did lose from last year. So the summer was one of those where we're trying to work with our girls to get them to understand what needs to happen to be a varsity member. And, you know, there's a little difference. In the summer, we got to play in a couple of our summer camps with Mallory, and it looked all right. And we played in a couple of summer camps without Mallory and didn't look quite as good. And so we've got to figure that out. And I think it's gone well so far this beginning of this year.
And, Coach, maybe one of those things where, as you kind of mentioned, with some different pieces, it's going to take some time for the girls to kind of know how each other plays because, yeah, some of the girls were playing JV last year, some of the girls playing varsity, now they're playing together. So how do you guys kind of meld that together where they play together?
Well, as I just said, we used the summer, and the summer was a good summer for us to get the girls together, to bond, to start to do it, and then we come into the season. I have very good leaders. Mallory Lear is an exceptional leader. The girls look up to her. That helps a lot. Whitney Johnson, I think, is starting to develop into a leader that I need. What the young girls need to understand is if we want to be successful, we've got to learn to be able to have some intensity, some seriousness, still have a lot of fun, but you've got to, when you're on that court, you've got to put forth every effort you have, and you have to work together as a team. And when we have 11 girls that really are playing a lot, are playing some varsity right now. And when you have that many girls, you've got a lot of different, personalities. They've got to learn that when they're on that floor, you're one. And for the first 3-4 weeks here of the season, has been something we've been trying to work on in practice, is just to keep our girls together and to figure out a way to get everybody in there with chances to play with different people. And we've been trying to do that here first two games, actually even the Hall of Pride game, which I thought we played pretty well against Delcona. When you have that many girls and you have that many different pieces and you want to try to figure out, right now we're still trying to find out what's the best rotations, what's going to work the best. You know, I'd like to get to a point where here's our first group, here comes our second group with a lot of intensity, a lot of quickness. It's kind of what has worked for me when I've gone when I went with state the first year I ever went with the Mallon girls, where we had a lot of girls, we just were able to figure out different groups that came in. And it gives you a different group working together, but they work well together. And so we're trying to find that out right now.
And, Coach, you guys start the season against Lake Mills, and you get that contest on your home floor. You guys have a lead in the first quarter. Lake Mills takes it back in the second quarter. It's kind of back and forth, but then it was the fourth quarter where Lake Mills was able to get past you, and they win 61-51. Tell me about that game, Coach.
Well, you're right. I thought the first quarter we played well, but we didn't finish a lot of the things that we needed to. We talked about the idea that in the first quarter alone, I think we might have missed about 4 or 5 layups. That's a problem. You can't miss those kind of layups in a first quarter like that to get going. If we would have done that, you might have seen us have that 6-8 point lead. That's a lot different. And going into a second half with a lead, and we actually had a lead at 1 point. We led 24-23. But we just didn't, third quarter, fourth quarter, Lake Mills kept coming at us. Got to give their freshman girl, I think it's Sauer, she played real well in the fourth quarter and made a huge difference for that team. I thought we did a great job on Vanek. I thought my young sophomore, Vanessa Mendez, I thought she did an exceptionally good job on her. She was all over her. Didn't give up any threes to Vanek. Made her work for everything she had to get. And we just you know, one of the things about it, we're going to have times, as I told the girls, we're going to have times when we play real well. We're going to have times when we don't play as well. And we've got to try to minimize the ones that we don't play as well and kind of keep working towards the other ones. And, you know, I wasn't totally disappointed in what we did. I thought we kept fighting. We didn't give up. And that's a big plus right there. This group of girls is going to work hard. They want to find success. And so, you know, Lake Mills, good team. They had some good girls. And the one place that we're going to struggle with a lot is going to be the inside girls. And one thing that Lake Mills does have is they have their group of girls that are 5'11", 6 foot. And what that does is puts a little pressure on us because we don't have that big girl that can necessarily hang with them. I think we go about 5'9", 5'10", is the biggest we have, and one of the biggest ones is a freshman that we're still working with, who I think is going to be a pretty good freshman, pretty good player along the way. But, you know, Lake Mills got us, and we'll get a chance to face them again. And with our group of girls, I still think we're going to be at our best later by Christmas time and after this group of girls get varsity experience.
Coach, you brought up a good point there before we get into the Eagle Grove game from last night. You brought up a good point because that's what the difference is, you know, sometimes with high school basketball compared to, like, with college basketball, because you have had a long line of some big girls inside, but, you know, if they're not going to school there, then you don't have them anymore. When you get the college level, if you need a big girl, you go recruit one. So you guys have to kind of work with what you got. That says a lot about high school coaches, and it also maybe sometimes changes what you guys want to do.
Yeah, and you know, we've never been a team that relies on our big girl to score necessarily, but they have scored because they get rebounds and we get them open underneath the basket. But the big key for us with them a lot of times is the defense. And I've had some very good big girl defensive players, and, of course, the Cheesick line ran out. But one of the things about that is when you have that post player that can play defense, the other girls can do what we really want to do, and that is get after you out in the front. We're still going to do that, but it's going to be a little different because we're going to have to maybe play at maybe a faster tempo of a game, and we're trying to work on that right now. We haven't really thrown our press at anybody. We didn't really throw the press at Lake Mills. We did a little bit last night. We're just trying to figure out what kind of press is going to work the best for us and which one's going to maximize our speed and our quickness and the ability of Mallory kind of in the back sometimes or the front because she has great ball skills and ability to get to where we need to be.
And, Coach, last night you guys traveled to Eagle Grove and take on the Eagles. Tell us about that game, Coach.
Well, they're a little different team than they were last year. I don't know necessarily if they're as skilled as some of the other teams in our conference, but they're very physical. They're not afraid to be a little more physical this year. And one of the things that showed us right away is the girls came out, and we got a quick lead on them. They battled back. Eagle Grove did. And we, as I said, we go through those ups and downs throughout a game, and we kind of went through a little down period there where we didn't quite score, and they used a little bit of the physicalness to get some baskets underneath the basket and also take away a few of the balls that we might have had chances at. And they got a lead of about four. But one of the things about my girls that I've been waiting to see and I wanted to see, and last night we saw it. They got a lead of four, and the next thing you know, we came back on a run of about, I think it was about 10 or 12 to zero. And that's kind of what this group needs to find out. What can we do? And the best thing about last night was some of the girls that made a big difference on that run were girls coming off the bench that hadn't been playing a lot of varsity. I think we got a bucket by Damaris Duran, Cooper Sobek, Aubrey Madsen. These are girls that have not necessarily been on varsity that, boom, they were hitting buckets here and there. And when you start doing that, and they're part of the press that we actually applied last night, a little bit different press than what we're used to. It was a 2-2-1, but a little more aggressive. But that's kind of what we need to have. We need to have that excitement. We need to have that go on because right now we need some other girls to step up because in the first two games that we played, people are putting somebody on Mallory. And in my opinion, Mallory is at this point in time, in my opinion, the one of the top, if not the top player in this top of Iowa West, she's averaging about 20.5 with being girls in her face, and she's having to work her butt off to get everything she needs. And so if she can still get 20 with somebody in her face, if we can get the other girls to step up, and a girl that has been right now is Whitney Johnson. She had some pretty good buckets last night. And if we can get her to go along, those two to come along with our young girls, if the young girls can start to hit some buckets, we're going to be very, very tough because they are going to make it so that nobody can just play Mallory straight up like they do, and they're going to have to worry about the other girls because people are helping on Mallory. So I liked what we did last night. We didn't roll over when somebody got a lead. We didn't roll over when somebody was very physical on us because they were a little bigger than my younger ones. They're about the same size as my older ones, but it was a good win. Something we needed to have and something these girls got to get to the point where they see what success is like and smiling after the game. That's a big thing for this group.
All righty, Coach. Well, thanks for talking with us this morning. Best of luck over the next couple of weeks, and we'll talk to you again in the future.
Thanks, Aaron.
That's West Hancock head girls basketball coach Paul Sonius.